All right, we are into a brand new week, and maybe probably a brand new weather pattern. Well, let's speak to our same old good, great meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. I guess this is going to be a rough week, huh?
It looks that way.
I mean, more ways than one.
Yeah.
Weather-wise, we start off beautiful. Sunshine, nice. We're in the mid-60s today. 40 tonight, partly cloudy. Still not bad Tuesday. Not as sunny. Sun and clouds, mid-60s. Then we introduce April showers on Wednesday, 55 to 60. Showers again on Thursday, now part of the same system. Could even be a thunderstorm, 55 to 60. And then in back of that front, windy. Only near 50 on Friday with a couple of showers. The Easter weekend, Saturday looks okay. Sunday, if a storm in the south speeds up, it could mean wetness on Easter Sunday. But it doesn't matter, folks, because none of us will be able to get together anyhow.
That's right. It'll all be virtual Easter Sunday services.
It's as simple as that, you know. So upset yesterday. It was 6:30 watching the news. And I thought it was an old video, but it wasn't too bad. But they showed a clip from Washington, D.C. in some seashore festival. Hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people. What is wrong?
And I'll say this right now. I wrote a big screed last night. I'm so tired, and I mentioned it this morning, of people trying to compare this to the flu. It is not the flu. The only way you prevent from getting it is not to be in contact with anybody who might have it. The only way you get over it is if your body's strong enough to get over it. And if it's not, you don't get over it. There's so many different aspects to it. And it just seems like this. Jill... I was speaking to somebody in New York City on the weekend, and they couldn't believe, looking outside, the number of people, once again, that were congregating in the park together. Not that they were alone, but like there would be groups of 10, 15, 20. It just doesn't make sense the way people look at this. I don't understand it. I just don't. It's not a death sentence when you get it, but if you are compromised in any way health-wise, it's really tough to fight off.
And I've heard through my sister, who has a sister-in-law as a nurse on Long Island, that there are young people, and she means young, teenagers, coming in with this. And she told my sister, she said, believe me when I tell you that this thing gets into the lungs, and it just doesn't get into the lungs, but it fills up the lungs and hardens. And that is one of the reasons why people are dying. And she said, and it's a quick thing. She said, a lot of people that have come in are fine. The night they go to sleep, they wake up in the morning, 100% different.
Well, all I can pass along is what I passed along on my Facebook page last night. And it's truly personal, but it tells you how this works. My sister, Milan, lives in Florida. She has been battling MS the past 10 years. She's had to be in a long-term care facility, but she's been battling it successfully, okay? COVID-19 came, and there were cases in the long-term facility. They put a lockdown effect where her husband couldn't go see her to make sure she was being taken care of. In a matter of days, my sister is now in hospice, and she's not expected to make it past today or tomorrow. That's how quick. Sorry to hear that.
How old is your sister, Marsha?
She's 2 years older than I am, so she's right around 69. Right.
That's 69. Not old, as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's just devastatingly fast if you have
you're compromised, right, underlying.
And also, if the kid, like these long-term care facilities, they're not equipped to handle stuff like this.
Right.
So they can't take care of the patients the way they did before this. I mean, there's a whole bunch of aspects to COVID-19 when it hits a facility like this that COVID-19 can kill you, whether you get it or not. because the level of care that these people can give you is greatly diminished because they're doing so many other. It's just a horrible disease, and we somehow people have to wake up and understand the only way it's going to stop is by social distancing and just not going out amongst people.
That's it. And if you have to go out and you have to go to the grocery store, the pharmacy, make sure you wear your mask and make sure you have your gloves on.
That's
the only thing you could do.
Yeah. It's an amazing, I no longer want to hear about it, you know, being compared to the flu. It's totally different. This is just totally different.
It is totally different. I want to tell you before I forget, folks, my nephew, who's very creative, he composed a instrumental called "The Light of the Angels." It is beautiful. It's a very relaxing instrumental. It's supposed to take away your fears. You could listen to it on YouTube, and it's called "The Light of Angels," and it's by Rick. So that's his first name. So take a listen because it is absolutely beautiful. And also, aside from that, a friend of mine sent me, I have to send it to you, Marshall, I don't think you saw this yet. He found a video on YouTube. It's a compilation of news reporters and some politicians talking about this virus at the end of February. And one was a radio personality, Mr. Limbaugh, who said this was nothing more than a flu. And after you watch this whole thing, it's not long. I would say maybe it's about, I'm going to guess, 5 minutes. After you watch the whole thing, you just shake your head and you say to yourself, these are the people that initially put the impression, like you were just talking about, but people not having to worry about it because it's like a flu. Many of them said this. I think, and these people worked for me, they'd be fired and never to be heard from again. That's what I think. I'm going to send you the clip. Don't mind the emails that went back and forth in the clip. I'll just forward it to you.
That's right.
Because we were all commenting back and forth as this clip went by. It is just, it infuriated me. It just infuriated me to the end how these people come on and say things like this. And even as of recent, March 13th. So you'll see it when you see the clip. Marshall, that is one of the reasons there's a lot of
misinformation and
you got it.
And disinformation. It's amazing. Today, I'm going to keep our live video stream going because it's about 7:20. Dr. Mark Hurko, who is the head of Sharon Hospital, which is run by New Vents Healthcare, he's going to be on the telephone with us, and we're going to talk about COVID-19, how it affects the hospital, how the hospital is working around here, if they have any cases, and more information like that. So that's coming up at 7:20. It's just, you know, people have got to become so super aware that the only way we're ever going to stop this thing in its tracks is not to pass it from person to person, and sooner or later that has to hit home with everybody.
Right. I totally agree with you. I totally agree.
All right, well, the weather is what it is.
Isn't that nice?
That's right. Pat, I want you to have a good, safe day, and we'll check with you mañana.
You do the same, and I'm very sorry about your sister, Marshall.
All right, thank you, Pat. All right.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.